Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today we're on What is the Second Coming and Lesson 305. Christ's second coming, which is sure as God, is merely the correction of mistakes and the return of sanity. It is a part of the condition which restores the never lost and reestablishes what is forever and forever true. It is the invitation to God's word to take illusion's place. The willingness to let forgiveness rest upon all things without exception and without reserve.
It is this all-inclusive nature of Christ's second coming that permits it to embrace the world and hold you safe within its gentle advent, which encompasses all living things with you. There is no end to the release the second coming brings, as God's creation must be limitless. Forgiveness lights the second coming's way because it shines on everyone as one, and thus is oneness recognized at last.
The second coming ends the lessons which the Holy Spirit teaches, making way for the last judgment, in which learning ends in one last summary that will extend beyond itself and reaches up to God. The second coming is the time in which all minds are given to the hands of Christ, to be returned to spirit in the name of true creation and the will of God.
The second coming is the one event in time which time itself cannot affect. For everyone who ever came to die or yet will come or who is present now is equally released from what he made. In this equality is Christ restored as one identity in which the sons of God acknowledge that they all are one. And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation, and his only joy.
Pray that the second coming will be soon, but do not rest with that. It needs your eyes and ears and hands and feet. It needs your voice. And most of all, it needs your willingness. Let us rejoice that we can do God's will and join together in its holy light. Behold, the Son of God is one in us, and we can reach our Father's love through him. What is the second coming?
Lesson 305. There is a peace that Christ bestows on us. Who uses but Christ's vision finds a peace so deep and quiet, undisturbable, and wholly changeless that the world contains no counterpart. Comparisons are still before this peace, and all the world departs in silence as this peace envelops it and gently carries it to truth, no more to be the home of fear. For love has come and healed the world by giving it Christ's peace.
Father, the peace of Christ is given us, because it is your will that we be saved. Help us today but to accept your gift and judge it not, for it has come to us to save us from our judgment on ourselves. Lesson 305, there is a peace that Christ bestows on us.
I love that lesson. So what line stood out for me, so at the very beginning, 4 or 5 days ago, when you said, like, what does judgment mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said comparison. So it says comparisons are still before this peace. And so that is that when we're in comparison, it makes someone bad, someone good, someone less than, someone more than. And when we're coming from that place of duality in all its different forms, we really won't be able to find peace because someone's always getting the short end of the stick.
Comparisons are deadly because it's exactly what you're saying. There's always the haves and the have-nots.
Always.
Always is. And even if you have, you may not have enough.
There's kind of if you're a have, you tend to think that you have to fight to hold on to your whatever you do have, and you don't know that. I mean, you think that it could be taken away from you at any time.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're the have not, you think you can, like, think you're, you know,
unworthy.
Unworthy. I was going to say something else.
Yeah. I could see it in your eyes.
They have a hawing. Unworthy. Yes, unworthy. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, unworthy. And I mean, like, we learned this in school with the popular kids. Right. And whether you were the popular kid, you couldn't do anything that made you not look cool.
Right.
And then if you weren't the popular, you either were trying to be popular, or you were just like heading the other direction.
Right, right.
And so this whole thing about comparison, that's like, that's our world. It's just this continuous comparison of just everything. Who has the right relationships? Who's this, that, and the other? The right spirituality. I mean, even we just think of all the different rites, quote unquote rites, like I was saying, the right spirituality, the right relationship, the right job, the right car, all those four types of possession, you know, how, like, I'm breaking them into the day-to-day experiences of them, but that the right anything, the right body, or being in a relationship with the right body, the right material possessions, the right spirituality, the right intellectual knowledge. And so we have this whole thing about rightness. And it's just like what A Course in Miracles asks, do you want to be right or happy? And it's referring to those, do you want to be right about yourself? Do you want to always be in this constant game of trying to have the right possessions of those four types of possession? And it's just, if we keep playing that game, we'll always end up in this exact same spot. And that's all it is. It's really just a game. Because then if we keep playing that game, our attention is all used up, and then we can never focus on love. We actually never get to the second coming because we're too busy playing the game of the ego.
Thank God he says we cannot fail.
Yes.
Right? I mean, he says you will not fail in this.
Well, I think everybody gets to a point, you know, maybe this lifetime or another one, where it's just like I was saying yesterday, just one big ugh, like I'm run out of try on this.
Mm-hmm. And that's where this lesson, Father, the peace of Christ is given us because it is your will that we be saved. And what this is what I wanted us to think about. Help us today, but to accept your gift and judge it not. Because sometimes when we invite the Holy Spirit in and the Holy Spirit says, well, you know, this is an option. And we say, no, you know, if I do that, you know, I'm gonna be embarrassed. You talked about this the other day, right? You know, I'll be embarrassed. Or if I do that, I might lose my friends. Or if I do that, you know, whatever it is. And so when we're being guided and we know we're being guided and we choose to do something different, it doesn't lead to peace. You know, that's what he's saying here. Like, Father, the peace of Christ is given us because it is your will that we be saved. Help us today, but to accept your gift and judge it not, for it has come to us to save us from our judgments on ourselves. So all those ways we judge ourselves, we can let those go as we allow love to come in and love us. So the other day, we talked about, and we were going to talk about this at the beginning of the next podcast, and then we didn't. So I wanted us to kind of go back to the second paragraph in What is the Second Coming? And we've alluded to this. I just really want to us all to make this point and understand this point, that it is this all-inclusive nature of Christ's second coming that permits it to embrace the world and hold you safe within its gentle advent, which encompasses all living things with you. I have had the experience, and then now I have met so many people who do not feel worthy of love, who are filled with shame, who are filled with even the trauma that they experience, thinks they maybe they wouldn't really say it in this way, but they on some level believe that the trauma that they've experienced in this life kind of points to, well, if I really was worthy, I wouldn't have had that trauma. If I really was worthy, this thing wouldn't have happened to me, or that thing wouldn't have happened to me. And so we judge our inherent worth by the ego thought system experiences that we've had. And I want us to really understand that nothing can take away the love that our Creator has for us. Love created love like itself. And so if we are coming from a place where we really did have a lot of trauma in our childhood, this isn't something that we deserved, or God didn't forget us, right? And so many of us can feel forgotten by God. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really important for us to remember that no one is left out here. This isn't for special people. This isn't for, you know, just the gurus, or this, just the masters, or just the monks, or just the this, or this, just the that. It's for every single aspect of the sonship. And so it is an all-inclusive nature. There is no end to the release the second coming brings, as God's creation must be limitless. So when you think of there was love, and as the introduction to the Course says, you know, at that time, and we had what is salvation, is like before the thought of peace was given to God's Son the instant that his mind had thought of war. I just turned to it quickly, what is salvation? But there was only love, and then love created like itself. No one of us is left out of that creation. We are all that creation. We are the one Son. And that one Son, it's important to us to remember that our worth is inherent. It's not conditional.
I think that's why the world gets into comparison so much.
I believe that's true, yeah.
Because we do feel left out. We do feel unworthy. We do feel like our greatest and deeper inner needs of love, which is at the heart of all of us, when that need isn't being experienced as met, that's when everything like goes straight to hell. Because it's like then we try to force and figure out, okay, well, who messed this up? And we point fingers, we exclude, we compare. All of those different ways when we either don't have the capacity or the knowledge to go within, or we just don't know. That's where love lies. When we're always looking outside of ourselves for the solution, we also look outside of ourselves for the problem. And that's where A Course in Miracles, we learn over and over and over and over, there's only one problem and there's only one solution. And both of them are just right inside of us all the time.
The one problem is
separation.
The one solution is
forgiveness.
The second coming is the time in which all minds are given to the hands of Christ to be returned to spirit in the name of true creation and the will of God. I mean, that's when we recognize that there really is only one problem. We thought it was possible to separate from love. And we thought that we were something other than love. Mm-hmm. And the solution is that self-forgiveness, which is recognizing who we truly are.
So many people, and like I include myself in this list, have a problem if you try to share with them how worthy of love they are.
You include yourself in that?
Yeah, not so much lately. Like now it's like refreshing. Like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. But before, it's like,
Oh yeah, you're right.
I can make a better choice or a different choice because you're right. I do deserve love. I am worthy of that.
Well, you are love. I mean, it's the word deserve. People also have a lot of trouble with because you know they'll say, well, he doesn't deserve that or she doesn't deserve this.
I've really gotten into deserve lately. I like deserve.
Well, deserve can be kind of a trigger word.
I know that, but for me lately, I'm love and deserve.
Oh, you're love and deserve.
I am love and deserve like a dessert. I'm just eating it up. Like, I just love it because there's normally in the world we use deserve as a punishment.
Typically we do, yes.
But there's something about it when you switch it and make deserve about something nice and good. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different story.
And I've watched this when you tell people that they deserve good things or they deserve to be treated with respect or mm-hmm. they deserve kindness or any sort of more positive experience, they'll always look down. And I don't know if you've seen this, you know.
I have. That's why I'm bringing this up.
They'll always look down and it'll be, well, other people, I mean, I don't know, I'm projecting onto them, but I'm thinking, they're thinking, well, other people think that other people might deserve happiness, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Other people might deserve nice things to happen to them, but I don't. That seems to be the expression that's on their face. And I think one thing about, like, understanding our inherent worth is that we all deserve. I mean, we all deserve to recognize that, if you're going to use the word deserve. I mean, it's just like, I always like that movie Unforgiven. Mm-hmm. Deserving ain't got nothing to do with it. And
The scene where that comes up, guys getting blasted.
But I'm taking that, you know, deserving ain't got nothing to do with it. Is like, that's how I turn the tables and put that in A Course in Miracles. Is we're just love. Deserving ain't got nothing to do with it. So we can't talk ourselves out of receiving love or saying that there's something inherently wrong with us so that we don't receive the love, because we are love.
Mm. Well, that's a much different spin on deserve than I was thinking. But, well, deserving ain't got nothing to do with it. Because, I don't know, it's just, because that's what you deserve. I don't know what to say, but it's like, it just feels so good to just say, you know what, I deserve kindness and respect.
And so does everyone else. I think as long as you
feels good for me to say something, you deserve kindness and respect.
Yes.
I hope it feels as good for them as it does for me to say it, but it's you deserve that.
Right.
And when you say, like, well, deserving ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well, I guess, and the reason I say that is because then so many people say, well, if you really knew me, you wouldn't think I deserve it. Well, if you know the thoughts I had going on in my head, you wouldn't think I deserve it.
Well, if you go to A Course in Miracles, it doesn't say, it's no matter what your thoughts are, no matter what your actions are, you deserve kindness, love, respect, and compassion. There's no leeway in that. There's no give, like, oh, well, you know what? Not you. No, it's everybody. Even what we have in our what is the second coming, for everyone who ever came to die mm-hmm. or yet will come, or who is present now, is equally released from what he made.
Yeah.
The reminder here, made is always with ego.
Right. Right. Create is with love, and the Holy Spirit thought system is made is from with the ego thought system.
Yeah. So all of these mistakes, you know, there's just these choices. The mistakes are just choices from the ego. All of these mistakes or these decisions or perceptions that we had, we actually deserve to be released from them, because that actually is reflecting who we really are.
I guess I've
healed my relationship with deserve, and I hope everyone can too, because it just feels, for me, it just feels better to say it.
Well, on that note, have a wonderful day practicing lesson 305. There is a peace that Christ bestows on us. See you tomorrow.
See you then.